It is time for us to check sports on Robinhood Radio. And in sports, well, what did you think was going to happen? Bill Belichick has called Tom Brady the best player in NFL history. They won 6 Super Bowl titles together when they were with the Patriots. Quote, I am privileged to have drafted and coached Tom Brady, the ultimate competitor and winner, Belichick said. He went on to say Tom's humble beginning in professional football ultimately ended with him becoming the best player in NFL history. End quote. And whether you like Tom Brady or you don't like Tom Brady, that is the truth. And, I mean, he had help along the way, Rob Gronkowski and other teammates. But really, as Munson once said to Reggie Jackson, I'm the straw that stirs the drink. Remember that? Remember those good old Yankee, the Bronx Zoo days? Pretty amazing. All right. Washington Commanders, that's their new name. It's being panned on social media. Who cares? Who cares? They relied largely on fan submission surveys and focus groups to narrow their search. Former Indianapolis Colts punter Pat McAfee took to Twitter saying that while he liked the new name, like so many others, he couldn't help but notice the fans would likely call the team Commies for short. I don't think it's very easy to rebrand a team. They should have just left it the Washington Football Club, WFC. Del Reed quoted, with all the marketing and focus groups that go on with every corporate decision made these days, the fact that Washington Commies didn't raise any red flags is unbelievable. Let's not focus on whether the Washington Commanders is a good name, but instead focus on the fact a red and yellow team located in Washington, D.C. named itself something that we can shorten to Commies. Come on. You're all taking this much too seriously. Who cares? Jim Harbaugh says he'll stay at Michigan after the Vikings interview. Of course he will. Why leave a job where you finally beat Ohio State, made it into the championship round? A San Francisco 49ers fan was hospitalized in a medically induced coma after he was found lying in the parking lot of SoFi Stadium during the NFC Championship game Sunday between the 49ers and Los Angeles Rams. Apparently, he was attacked by other fans. Ah, the good old NFL. More stories come out of the NFL. That on the heels, of course, of Brian Flores' decision to sue 3 teams and the NFL for discrimination. Let's take a look at basketball. Yesterday, the Celtics downed the Hornets 113-107. The Grizzlies chewed up the Knicks 120-108. The Kings beat the Nets 112-101. Local teams that are in action today are none. Tomorrow, the Celtics take on the Pistons. The Nets take on the Jazz. And in hockey, just a few games yesterday, the Islanders lost to the Kraken 3-0. And they have the All-Star break. And they'll get back to work on Monday, February the 7th. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.